That'd bring Pony into town.
It is 8:30.
It's because all the people.
We will call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization.
Everybody ride our pony over in the vacant.
Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Mm-hmm. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Dorn, Adams, Lytle, Byers, and Setzer. Bauman will be absent all day. Approve or disapprove agenda is presented.
So move.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relevant to equalization. Approve or disapprove, that's 8:35. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 11 and 12. Has everyone seen these?
I would move to approve tax correction slip number 11 and 12.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Patty, what do you have?
We want to do the approve or disapprove for the Church of the Promise.
I got to wait till 8:35.
Okay, what do I have? Basically, we're going to be sending evaluation notices out today. So as you can imagine, my office will probably be busy tomorrow and the next couple weeks. I think about 6,000 of them are going out, so they will have the opportunity to file and protest in the month of June, and the county board and, you know, our staff have to listen to them by July 25th.
And we do have our first group of protests. We'll be hearing from 1 to 5 on the 15th. So that will be when we'll start. The committee will start hearing the protests.
If we have enough.
Right.
Do you have enough turned in, you mean?
Right.
The whole problem is a lot of them wait till the very last week. That's when a lot of them come in, but maybe this year it'll be different. So okay. Hopefully we'll have enough to have a meeting date that day. You have a meeting date that day anyway, don't
yeah.
you? So in the afternoon we'll start then. So basically all we're doing right now is just, then we'll start working on valuations already again for next year in the working file. We'll probably be out in the field some this summer, taking pictures, and we have to physically be on every property every 6 years, so don't have to go in material, you know, to inspect the material in the interior, but we do have to go in and take a picture and step foot on the property, make sure nothing's changed. So
okay,
you know where we're at right now. Homestead exemptions are coming in. Those are due by June 30th. So, can't think of anything else.
Well, that ain't enough time. We can go ahead on this then. Approve or disapprove exemption application for Church of the Promise, Lot 1, Block 20, Riverside Park Ad. And this has been approved by the assessor's office.
Disapproved.
Disapproved.
Yes. Basically, I think the gentleman's here to discuss it. This would be the parsonage.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
The church is lots 10 through 12, block 21, Riverside Park Edition. So the church is approved, but the parsonage has been disapproved by me due to the fact that, as far as the last time I knew, it wasn't being used for minister or being used for that purpose.
They rent it out?
I don't know if they rent it out, but it has to be used for religious or charitable or cemetery purposes, which it wouldn't be a cemetery, but it has to be used exclusively for religious purposes.
Correct. And that's so very clear, isn't it? Okay.
Statute 77-202.
Okay.
So he's here to...
You want to step up? Name and address for the record, please.
Larry Dillon, and my address is 612 North 5th Street,
And I've had that approved for I don't know how many years now. And what it is, we have a very small church. It's only 30 by 50. And so we don't have enough room in the church for Sunday school classes. And also I'm the missionary director for this state for our organization. And so we bought the house across the street as parsonage to use it for Sunday school, to use it for missionaries that travel through, because I direct all the missionaries through the state, and to use it for if somebody, you know, needs help as far as maybe they're out of work or something and need a place to stay short term or whatever. That's what we bought it for, and that's what we use it for. So I don't know what. There was a complaint. I know what happened. There was a complaint made by somebody that was disgruntled with the church. And that's basically what it is.
Okay. Anything else?
Do you devise any income, or do you get any rent off of that house then, or no?
No. None at all. There's no income from that property at all.
Kathy? Is somebody living there?
Right now, my son and his wife is staying there, but we still use it for the Sunday school. And right now, neither one of them have a job. And so they're staying there.
Okay. Any more discussion? Terry, do you?
Are there different people in there constantly then?
Well,
church-related, or?
It's all church-related, because, like I said, we don't have enough room for Sunday school, so but the Sunday school always takes place over there. And, like I said, when missionaries come in, if we don't put them up in a hotel while they stay there, you know, when they're going through the state.
Kathy.
How long has your son and his wife been living there?
I don't know. Boy, I don't know how long. They've been living there for quite a while now, but
Months or years.
Yeah, it's been several months. Yeah, and I told them when I said you can stay here. Told them that it had to be used for church purposes, for Sunday school and things like that.
Gary, did you have a question?
It was kind of along the same lines, I guess.
Denny, did you have one?
No.
Okay,
thank you.
You might have moved your hand, yeah. Okay, any more discussion?
Who pays the utilities?
Who pays the utilities?
Church does.
Okay.
Myron? I don't understand not disapproved, or what on what basis is one eligible for
exemption then? Explain that, I guess.
Basically, a parsonage is used for the minister or an associate minister to stay in there, and also used for Bible school. You know, we've had complaints that his son is living there, and exclusively that's, you know, not the use of the parsonage. So, you know, I had a person in Blue Springs that was having Bible study in their home, and they've put Bible study on their outside of their house, but that doesn't qualify it for exemption, in my opinion. Now, you know, you guys can overrule me. It can go to Turk. It can do whatever, but its exclusive use has to be for church purposes. So
yeah, that's what it's used for, is church purposes. See, I don't exempt a parsonage for myself, so that's the only parsonage that's exempted. I mean, they're, you know, we have our own house. Now, I could exempt that, I guess, but I don't.
Is the house in your name, though? See, that the property has to be in the church's name.
Yeah, well, the property's in the church's name.
Okay, you need a motion to approve or disapprove exemption application for Church of the Promise.
I would move to disapprove the exemption application for Church of the Promise.
Moved by Byers.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Setzer to disapprove. Any more discussion? Vote. 6-0-2 disapprove. Thank you. Anything else, Patty?
Yeah.
Patty.
Anything else for the good of the Order of Equalization? Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:40. Board of Supervisors at 8:45.